Ben, how are you tonight?
How are you, my dear?
We're live with the stars with Hasan Zafar. Astrology 101. I'm sure we have quite a few callers, so maybe we should get to our first caller.
First of all, I'd like to congratulate Don for such a big move. I mean, that's a tremendous move, Don.
That's true.
All the way from Houston to Paradise, California. It's fantastic. We really wish you the best.
Isn't that a fantastic name? Paradise, California.
Yeah. And I'm so happy. He even has a 1-800 number now that is accessible from all of Europe, London, Australia, everywhere. And I just missed this Valentine because yesterday I sent out my newsletter. I had a big show, national show here in Canada, actually, today. So it's quite good, actually. And just the last thing that Don called me, that yes, it's a go. I couldn't believe it. So happy. And today the moon is in Aries in such an auspicious time. Like, I was hoping that the radio would start today. So it's like a brand new beginning. That's that moon in Aries.
And so That's amazing.
I wonder if he planned it or it just happened. It's amazing.
I know. We'll have to ask him.
Well, if you get any calls, we are all ready. And in the meantime, I'll quickly go on the... I think we had an interesting show when I was talking about Angelina Jolie's hands.
Yeah, you were talking about that.
And also Oprah's hands, actually.
Oprah's too, huh?
Yep. And they both have the brain line completely separate from Lifeline. It makes them like real gamblers. You want to take chances, big chances in life. That's why they're so successful. But she's quite bossy, actually, you know, Angelina Jolie.
Really?
First finger, what they call the index finger. The finger is completely, all the fingers are going towards it. That is definitely yours, Alexia.
Mine are like that too, Hasan. Oh, no. Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
You
saw my face when I looked at my hand, did you?
And the little finger was totally accurate in her case, which makes you a question when people have discussed the communication of feelings.
That's good for her being an actress.
Yeah, but you know, a lot of actresses are born like that.
I'm looking at my hand to see. I think all our listeners are doing the same thing at this moment in time.
It's quite embarrassing in the West, actually. You know, they're doing the 37th floor, you don't know who your neighbor is.
That's true. When you look at your hand, should you look at your right or your left hand?
That's right. Well, the hand that you write with.
The hand that you write with, so it doesn't matter, right?
But if the little finger was a separator for people from India, for example, then it'd be a really big problem because it's most inhabit together. That's more balanced like that. Yeah. You have to see what the norm is. That's true. So in her case, she doesn't talk to her father. Like here, she has the moon, Saturn, Venus, all connected. So it makes the person much more depressed, much more isolated.
I think we have a caller. Hello, caller?
Yes.
Hi, who are we speaking with?
Mary.
Mary, and where are you calling from?
Michigan.
Michigan. Mary, what is your birth date?
June the 7th.
June the 7th, and the year, please?
1935.
35, and
correct.
Where exactly were you born?
West Virginia.
Do you have a specific city?
Yes. It's a little tiny one. It was New Martinsville in Westville County.
Hi, Mary. Can you hear me? Hello?
Mary, can you hear Hasan? He's talking on the phone. Are you there?
No. I'm here, but I couldn't hear the gentleman.
You can't hear me, can you?
I can barely hear you.
Okay, let me transfer phones. Hold on for a minute.
It's just going to be there for about one week or 2 weeks. We're going to be while we are still experimenting. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Now, you have a very, very good memory, first of all. You're Mercury and Son of Cancer, and Landers was born with this, actually. But you have excellent executive ability also. You have what you call a grand trine in water signs, which gives you a tremendous amount of empathy, passion, feelings, and sensitivity. And you're also objective at the same time being a Gemini. So you're like a natural psychologist. When it comes to communicate with people and in teaching, for example, you're like a natural teacher, but you also have very good business sense. Now, you have very expensive taste, like designer clothes. You have Venus and sign of Leo. That's what Tom Cruise is born with and Sylvester Stallone and Nicole Kidman. But it gives a bit of a there's a bit of a time period right now The thing which I find in your chart, because you're born with it, it's almost like a pathological depression. You need iron, and you
can
also
you speak a little louder.
Sure. Maybe Don can up the thing on that side from the studio. Anyways, you need more iron, and also you have these deep insecurities and deep phobias. And this is something specific to your generation. Actually, I shouldn't say generation. People were born in 35 and 36, when they had a lot of, it's almost like mental torture because of children. A lot of hassles on that, you know. That actually subdues the whole chart to some extent. So a lot of your talents that I'm seeing, you may not realize on that after. What do you do, by the way?
What do I do?
Yes. Or what kind of work did you do before?
I'm kind of semi-retired nurse.
Oh, nursing, I see.
A registered nurse.
Yes. And you are almost like an administrative aspect, I guess, also, yeah?
Beg your pardon?
Were you also in the administration of it, or what? Because you have excellent management skills as well.
I have been in business, too.
I see, yeah. Yeah, that makes sense, yeah. What kind of business was it?
Well, my parents grew up in a small hotel and restaurant.
I see.
So from the time I was 6 years old, I was taught how to work and be a part of the business.
I see.
And then I did real estate, and so I sold, and that was a business.
So you definitely have that. You quietly achieve a lot of things. And, you know, one of the most therapeutic things for you would be being close to nature and the countryside.
Okay.
That's excellent for you. This year, you know, you're going through a bit of an erratic period, but it'll open you up more. You won't be so inhibited. And for contractual matter, this is a very good year for you. Right till about July, August.
July and August?
Till about July, August is excellent, yes. And then
for what,
this
moving?
October, I'm sorry?
July and August is good for what?
No, from now till July and August for contractual matters, for signing of any documents, etc., is excellent.
Oh, I see. Okay.
In fact, even for anything to do with property matters, it's excellent. You'll make very good business decisions this year. This year, it's a very good year to wrap up everything or to consolidate your position. Then end of this year, from October of this year to next September, you've got a lot of travel.
Good.
Yes. Are you planning at all?
Not right now. I'm thinking about I'm in a city, and it's pretty stressful, and
yes.
So I want to get out and go to the country.
That's it. You need to be near the country. Exactly what I'm saying, yeah.
Okay.
Your age group really responds to that, you know. And this would be a fantastic year to do, make all the moves, buying and selling a property, everything.
Okay, and when should I be making the move to the country? As soon as possible?
You can do it right till about September. And from October onwards, you've got a lot of travel. That could also be part of the move, actually. The difficulty would be about 2007, but now this is the best year for you. That's how it is.
Okay.
Okay, Mary?
Sounds great.
Thanks, Mary.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye. You know,
God bless.
Her charge looks, because she has sort of a deliberate way of speaking. Because that Mercury Saturn, but she likes her way still. So it gives a nice business aspect, like quietly she has achieved. Works hard for it also, but good administrative skills as well. So I should see that too. Okay. We are going to have a bit of a problem, I think, with this telephone thing for maybe a week more. And next week we'll get everything going.
There's always bugs when you move. I'm not sure if the viewers can actually hear me.
Yeah. Let me get one other phone for you also. And by next week, I'm sure we'll be in business quite a lot. There we go. Try that.
There, son. I think that might be better.
Yes, okay. Oh, this telecommunication age, you know.
Good and it's bad, right?
Yeah.
So you're talking about the hand. That's what I found fascinating.
Yes. Well, when the brain line is separate, the middle line, you see the line that goes all around the thumb, that's called the lifeline. The one on top I mean, just above that, it divides the whole hand in half. That's a brain line, the head line.
Now, what does it mean when you have three lines?
Well, the top one is the heart line.
Oh, the top one's
the other side. So the middle one, the head line, and the lifeline, when they're joined, it makes a person very cautious, very close to the environment. They don't take any chances. It makes them more, not optimistic, definitely, but not necessarily pessimistic, but they're a little too cautious.
Interesting.
And they're much more sort of security conscious. Now,
I just wanted to interrupt you just quickly and just remind the listeners that our number is 1-888-268-4313. And that's 1-888-268-4313. And that's the Hassan Radio Show. And we'd be more than happy to talk to anyone about their astrology chart.
Yes. So now, if the brain line is separate, that makes the person much more optimistic, much more hopeful. And it's very good for health matters as well, actually. So they recuperate very fast. But they're also impatient. They don't like to stand in any lineup. And that's why they like sports cars. And you drive it.
I think that's me. You're talking about me, and I'm looking at my thumb, and it's exactly that.
Your hand. Yep.
Yep.
Well, you have the Harley Davidson.
Oh, I think we have another caller. Hello, caller? Hello, you're live with Hassan.
Hi, can I?
Hi, what's your name, please?
Kalila.
I'm sorry, say that again.
Kalila.
Kalila?
Yeah.
Can you speak a bit louder?
My name is Kalila.
Hi, Kalila. How are you tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
Perfect. We're doing well. And what is your birth date?
March 18th, 1989.
March 18th, 1989. And what time of day were you born?
3:28 p.m.
P.m.? 3:28 p.m. And what city were you born in?
Portland, Oregon.
Portland, Oregon. Fantastic. I'm going to pass you over to Hassan. And
okay, Kayla, you have a very, very sensitive chart, but you also have a very dramatic personality. You got two completely different sides. Do you ever streak your hair at all?
What?
Do you highlight your hair?
Yeah, I do.
Oh.
Okay. just want to make sure that you have this Leo theme in your chart. You also have Moon in Leo, actually. This is a sort of very dramatic, theatrical side to you. You have a lot of travel, and you'll take a lot of chances. You're almost a bit of a gambler, you know, one side of you. But you're extremely romantic, and you remind me of Celine Dion, actually. It gives a nice sort of comfortable sadness to the voice. Very, very romantic, almost like Casanova to some extent, if it weren't for the fact that you are actually a bit more inhibited and more loyal, I would say, but still very idealistic, that you keep going from one to the other to find that may have a match. This year, this summer, is one of the best years for you when it comes to relationships and love. Because the last 2-3 years, you're going through a major testing period. Actually, you're quite young. You're only 16, right?
Yes.
Oh, I see. Okay. Well, you'll start to get proposals this summer.
My goodness, he's going to get a marriage proposal.
Where are you from?
I'm calling from Vancouver, Washington.
I see. But are you Indian or what?
My father came from the Middle East. But I think this summer
you're going to get a lot of proposals.
Okay.
But this is a very good year for learning, for philosophy, for spirituality, for languages. One of the best years for it, actually. Started last year, end of last year, and goes on till about this summer. You're also very musical, actually, but of course it depends on the culture also, you know, whether they encourage it or not. You're very versatile, you know, when you can do several things and do them well. But one of the parents definitely has to be kept of heart from this June onwards for about 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
What do your parents do?
My stepmom is retired and my father is a car salesman.
He's the one?
Car salesman.
I see. What did your mother do? Was anybody in an institution at all?
What?
I'm wondering if one of the parents was in an institution at any time.
No.
Because it shows that Moon being in the 12th house, you see it normally, and it's in Leo. It indicates when the parents being rather dramatic or theatrical, but when they're isolated or there's some secrecy about them, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So what do you want to do in life?
I want to work for the World Health Organization.
Excellent. The reason I was asking is because you have Mercury Pluto trine. It's a very rare aspect. About 3 to 5% of the people are born with it. First of all, it's very good for psychology, for any humanitarian work, but it's a powerful aspect when you're able to make a difference in the life of the masses at a global level. That's what it has. I'm also born with it, but you always have to pay sort of a price for it, and your parents being separated and all that. That's part of it. You know, the sadness at home. It was almost like necessary to bring this wisdom theme in your chart. So it's a very strong aspect. You do have a lot of travel also in your chart. Your Mars and Jupiter right on top of us, that will help. So the only thing you might need a little bit more, actually, I think you do have it also. You do have discipline. You have an intuitive aspect. You have a deep, powerful mind. You love the mysteries of life. You're good in psychology. So you have almost everything going for you. And you have this dramatic, theatrical side to you as well. And the person that you'll marry would be quite a brilliant type, but also very sensitive, very musical, very artistic, very spiritual type. And this July till about October is when you will get a lot of proposals, even though you're quite young.
Wow, how do you feel about that?
What part of the Middle East is your father from?
He's from Qatar.
Qatar,
right outside Saudi Arabia.
Because your chart reminds me of Arabian Nights and belly dancing and, you know, that all the event planning. You got that aura about you. Does that make sense at all?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah,
do you have any questions for Hassan?
No. You pretty much covered everything. Thank you.
Yeah.
There you go.
But this year for languages, etc., is excellent, by the way, and for your studies. It's not the hard studies, but the general interest courses, the philosophical type things, right to about, almost to about July, August. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Take care, my dear.
Take care.
Okay, goodbye.
Bye then. Oh, it's so hard to hear, isn't it?
Well, there's a bit of an echo on our side.
Yeah.
But we'll get through it. We'll get through it. So anyways, we were talking about
I wonder if Don can raise the level or something. It'd be nice. So you
said. Yeah, we were talking about the hand and the lifeline. I found that very interesting. Oh, we have another caller. Hello, caller.
Hello?
Hi, who's on the line with us?
It's Kathy.
Hi, Kathy. Where are you calling from?
Toronto.
From Toronto?
Mm-hmm.
And could you just speak a little bit into your phone? That would be fantastic for our listeners.
Sorry about that. It's Kathy from Toronto.
Right, Kathy. When is your birthday?
August 10th.
August 10th, and the year?
1960.
1960. And you know the time of birth?
11:07 at night.
11:07 p.m.?
She knows exactly.
It's a girl. And exactly where were you born, Kathy?
The Toronto General Hospital.
Oh, Toronto as well. Wonderful.
Wow. You know what's amazing about this chart? This chart is very similar to yours.
Mine?
Yep.
Interesting.
Because Mercury in Leo, so it's very dramatic, very theatrical in speaking, communication, but she has Venus in Virgo. It means she's very selective till she gets involved. Once she gets involved, she puts up with a lot.
But she puts her teeth in and just sinks them in there, does she?
No, that's really a Scorpio. This is a little doormat aspect.
Oh.
This is a Cinderella complex.
Oh.
And the Leo side will really exaggerate to all the violence, everything.
Nice. Kathy, do you have any questions for Hassan?
Very unselfish chart, Kathy.
It is,
very
eh?
Genuine. You know, Florence Nightingale was born with this aspect.
Really? A nurse.
Yep. Absolutely. And, but you have a Mercury-Neptune aspect also, which gives, of course, which is excellent for understanding people and counseling, guiding, helping people. You have a real creative mind. So for writing and stories and storytelling and script writing is fantastic. Even in child psychology, for example.
Mm-hmm.
You have what, one children or how many children?
One. Mm-hmm.
I see. You have a son, I guess, yeah?
Right.
What's his date of birth?
February 15th.
February 15th of the year?
1988.
Yes.
Looking at Aquarius. Brilliant, brilliant mind. He gets very much into computers, electronics, and spaceship technology and the high tech.
Mm-hmm.
But he's exactly opposite to you. You are
really?
So unselfish when it comes to love. This case is going to be a bit of a heartthrob, and I'm afraid he's going to hurt some women.
So is he a heartthrob, Kathy?
Is he what?
Is he a heartthrob?
Oh, he's a doll, and he's very,
he's a
very
doll.
Intelligent.
So, son, you're right.
Yeah,
he loves a challenge, and as soon as the challenge is over, he starts getting bored.
Yes.
So Marilyn Monroe was born Venus in Aries, but it reminds me of like Warren Beatty, like that, you know, yeah. But you are, John, so you need to have a bit more self-respect for yourself, you know, and be involved in a profession where you can change self-pity into compassion. That's what I would recommend. Because your chart does indicate you're drawn to powerful men, but also it's like impossible type of relationship. But I love your mind. I love that Mercury in Leo, like Ingrid has that. I would find that it's very good for promotion. And so you need a healthcare profession or skincare products, but at the same time, there's a promotional element involved. And you have excellent management skills as well. And this year, actually, you know, from this October, is fantastic.
From this October?
Because learning is such as concept for about 1 year.
From this October, Hassan?
Yes, very much. Yeah. I would have suggested for you to take up something like you're probably working all the time. You need some, even at home, for example, and taking care of everyone. What you need is like salsa dancing, something which is fun.
Salsa dancing.
That's what you need, yes.
Do you salsa?
Tango dancing.
Kathy?
Pardon me?
Do you salsa?
Yes, salsa. No, maybe I should take that up.
There you go.
You have to.
So you
see
things.
I get all women, you know, who need to lose weight and all that. I'll get you involved and you will get about 10 women and you look after the whole thing. You really need something that is fun, you know.
Yeah.
Okay, my dear.
So, do you
see any questions for herself?
Any questions about myself, about this thing, about yourself, or about Jenny, about astrology, palmistry?
It's just curious about when you said in October things are going to change.
Very lucky.
In my chart.
I mean, you even have positive aspects going on right now.
Mm-hmm.
Just the fact that you're on the radio speaking to us about astrology. This is the beginning of the optimistic phase in your life. But this October. Till next September, you have an incredibly lucky team. You'll be in your real Leo element then. That dramatic, theatrical side. Now, I mean, you've got like, it's like acting talent. This is Charlie Dustin Hoffman. And Julia Roberts has Venus in Virgo, actually. But Bill Clinton has Mercury in Leo. So many oratory people have that. But you'll also be very good for youth. You see, part of your lessons of life were relating to children.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad you have a son. But if you had any abortions or any miscarriage or any problems in this aspect, you have some deep sadness, which is beyond one's control. And that becomes part of your mission. So what happened when it comes to children?
Well, I had 3 full-term stillbirths.
3 stillbirths?
Yes, full-term stillbirths.
Oh, that's incredible, you know. See, that Pluto being in the 5th house, in Hindu religion, when they talk about Lord Shiva and the Lord Mahesh, the Lord of destruction, but also of creation, it's almost like the areas where you have deep resentment or the bitterness, for example, when you ask questions to God, that why did that have to happen to me? But it's almost like beyond one's control. But you'd be excellent with like problem kids or youth, for example. So somehow your mission is tied to children as well. But you know, you have a real talent for nutrition and health and skincare products as well.
What
you should look into that.
Kathy?
Pardon me?
What is your profession?
I was a dental hygienist, but I developed arthritis, and that's no longer an option, unfortunately.
In the
so I'm trying to figure out what to do when I grow up, literally.
Well, you will have many options.
Find my new career.
I see.
Yeah.
But you know, I think you tend to don't wallow into the self-pity thing. But you have a tendency of doing that, I think, you know, with the Virgo part. I think you need somebody who is passionate, who gives you a lot of attention, with that Pluto being close to Venus. And if you're not getting that aspect, I think that can make you feel unloved in life,
mm-hmm.
or when you have a low self-esteem. So once you start doing some volunteer work, you need to go out. You can't just stay home.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But the arthritis thing, don't take it, you know, when doctors say, oh, you've got a degenerative spine. I mean, there's no part of the body which is not degenerative.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so, you know, when they say these blanket statements, just like astrologers tell you, for example, oh, you've got an accident configuration, you feel that you're going to have a major accident.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't mean like that at all. So it's just, even arthritis, for example, I thought at one time I had in the knees. Then this trainer, he told me to do some exercises, and it's never come back.
Wow.
So you need to do some exercises and make sure, you know, you should get a keyboard with music. That's what I would recommend.
Start playing
my dear?
Okay.
Take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, yes, holistic. That's on that site. You'll be excellent at holistic.
Something good for Kathy is to look into some holistic health.
That's it.
Yeah.
She'd be fantastic.
Yes. Yeah, and that would probably help her arthritis as well.
Actually, 17th, 18th, and 19th, we've got a big show at the Metro Convention Center, the Holistic Show.
Right here in Toronto.
Yes. I'll be there also.
Fantastic.
And Patch Adams is coming. You know that the doctor is a bit like a clown and totally against the establishment. You must have seen the movie.
Yes.
Robin Williams. He's coming here also.
That's fantastic.
That's nice, yeah.
That's something worthwhile checking into.
That's right. So,
every time we're talking, that's fantastic. I'm glad we have another caller on the line. Hello?
Hello?
Hi there, who am I speaking with?
Hello?
Hello, who is this, please?
Can you speak a bit louder?
Hello?
Hello, can you hear us?
Yes, I can.
Perfect. And who am I speaking with?
Amy.
Amy. And where are you calling from, Amy?
Jamie. I'm calling from Seattle, Washington.
Sorry, Jamie. That's okay. And your date of birth, please?
11-16-76.
11-16-76.
What does that mean?
So November 16, 76?
Correct.
Okay. And time of birth?
I'm sorry, what?
Your time of birth.
That's okay. We'll just take the date.
Yeah.
So it's November 16, 1976, is it?
Correct.
Okay. You have a very philosophical mind, very optimistic and upbeat, even though you're going through a bit of a nightmare period right now. Your entire age is going through that. Everybody who was born in the 70s, what the 60s age group went through for the last 6 months, your age group is going through right now for another about one more week, where your intuition is not very good. Don't watch any thrillers. Don't eat too much Mexican food. Like, you get all kinds of food poisoning. You're susceptible to all kinds of things. You see common cold and any infections, and normally, you see, you're a very optimistic person. But this transit makes you feel like kind of blues, or you feel betrayed, and it's a very strange transit when your body does not behave properly. So be very careful, and it's a very obsessive theme. But you're a very caring person when it comes to love matters, but very, very private. And you like people who are successful, who are ambitious, who are goal-oriented, like Elvis Presley was born with this. Not very demonstrative that love matters, and you don't even need show your need for affection usually. But so the way you talk, you can talk like a house on fire. But when it comes to love matters, you're very deep. You know, I'm really sorry, Jamie. It's very hard to talk or listen because I can hardly hear you. It's like you're very, very distant, and my ears are aching.
Are you there?
I hear you. Yes, I'm here.
Okay, maybe if you could just talk a little bit closer to the phone, that'd be fantastic.
Okay.
Thank you.
We've just moved into this new studio, so we're just putting, I think it'll take about a week, for us to really get set. And because the volume is extremely, extremely low, I can hardly hear you.
I can hear you. Anyway.
You can hear us. Well, that's important.
Okay. One of your parents must have been very, like your father, showed that he has to be very careful of heart also. You're born with a Saturn in the sign of Leo. It makes a person quite charismatic, but a bit of a lonely ego when they have a sort of an unapproachable quality. So this June, there's a bit of an accent configuration, but I think it applies to the father or one of the authority figures in the family. They have to be very careful of any heart. And your own timing, from this summer for about 1 year, make sure you drink lots of water, but don't do any bungee jumping or anything like that.
No bungee jumping, Jamie.
Okay.
You know, when you were born, the real estate market went up. And you have a real green thumb in this respect, like your real luck aspect when it comes to buying property and older property that you develop. Very, very lucky theme.
Good.
I also like this line. It's like a mind expansion theme that you have. Yeah. Any questions? I mean, does it make sense for all the things that I'm saying at all?
Yes, it does. A lot.
Right. Yeah.
Jamie, do you have any questions for Hassan?
Can you tell me anything about my love life?
Your love life.
Well, you're quite a, it's like a subdued passion. It's like a passionate nun. That's how you are usually. But this is a lucky year for you. You have both Uranus and Jupiter touching off your Venus. And because the last 2.5 years were definitely not the best. And it was almost like, when people go through breakups and separations and all.
Uh
And that was in your chart through the year. I'm just noticing. About 2003 and 2004 was not very good for you at all. But this year you do have some very strong luck aspects. Have you met anybody yet?
Yes, I have.
Yeah. And he's rather philosophical, quite well off and all that, quite ambitious and goal-oriented. Yeah, because you
yes,
want to marry just for love.
He is just like that.
I see. Because you have good appreciation for the material things, let's say.
Yes, I do.
But yes, you are a very philosophical person. You know, you have a lot of psychic vulnerability. Like you're quite psychiatric yourself, but be very careful of all these psychic charlatans. They're all kind of charlatans and aspects. You've got to be a bit careful of that. What sign is your friend, by the way?
I'm sorry, what?
What sign is your friend?
He's a Sagittarius.
Wow, that's a really good sign.
Is that a good sign for me?
Is that me? That sounds a Sagittarius.
Oh.
Yeah, but, you know, your Mercury is in Sagittarius, so in communication you speak like a Sagittarius. But I hope he's at least 4 to 7 years older than you.
Yes, he is.
Yeah. Perfect
for you,
yeah.
We could probably say that she found her perfect match.
Yeah. It's a very lucky year.
Really?
Yes.
Fantastic.
Is it lucky? Is it lucky all around in my life?
A lot of things. You have very good focus and concentration. You'll be able to finish what you started this year. A tremendous focus throughout this year. It goes on right to about July, August almost. Because normally you get bored very fast.
Yes.
And as soon as you know you can do something, you start getting bored. So you need something else, something different all the time. But you're a very good promoter when you get enthusiastic about things. And also nice wisdom element. The only area normally you would have made mistakes before was in love matters and relationships.
And I've gotten better at that?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, great.
And you need to show your need for affection, you know, like you're so much bound by responsibilities and duties, you know. Yeah.
Yes.
And make sure you have some fun. Like even love matters, once you go out and because you can become very, very reclusive also. Okay, my dear?
Okay.
Take care.
Thank you.
If you want to subscribe to our newsletter, by the way, it's free at the moment. We'll have later on, but you can just go to our website, astrotrends.net, and you can subscribe on there, and we'll send you our latest newsletter also.
Okay, great.
Take care, my dear.
Thank you.
That would be for all of our listeners as well, right, Hassan?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Once again, our phone number is 1-888-268-4313. And we're live with Hassan.
At some point, we should discuss all your things. I still remember in that big, big gala that you gave, one of the most beautiful places in that Jasper, and this little, what do you call it? The little dogs, what are they called?
Oh, I brought my dogs, yes.
They're like little babies.
Yes.
What breed are they?
I have a little Maltese and a little Yorkshire Terrier.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
And one is a Leo, one is an Aquarius, right?
That's correct. And you have done their charts too, so our listeners can also call in about their...
I don't want to do dogs' charts. This is an exception. I mean, they're amazing. As soon as they... came to my office, remember, they were just going everywhere.
That's right. But actually, the reason that you did the one chart was particularly for the health matters.
That's right. That's amazing. I mean, they're so, like, one is a Leo and observes everything. The other one is real, real smart and shows the traits. Yeah.
Well, all animals are little people, too, aren't they? That's what I'm doing. I'm sure you feel
I always wonder, you know, like in West, you know, if they give as much attention as they give to their husbands, they give to the poodles. I'm sure there won't be any as well.
The poor husbands in the Western world.
I bet many husbands that you know, they feel that the next life they want to come back as a poodle.
As a poodle.
I want to come back as Chihuahua.
I'm sure that's quite a lot of people's views.
But you know, all the 60th generation, like Shanta and Russell's brother, that whole age went to a real, like, a nightmare period. They've all gone through that. It's all finished now. And that's what was causing all these major earthquake, all that is finished now. Now Mars is in a Gemini, where people have to be more careful with hand injuries and like that. That is the 70s age group, as I said, is getting that Mars-Neptune theme. Such a theme.
Okay. So on that note, we have another caller with us. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hi, you're live with Hassan. And who are we speaking with?
My name is Sandy.
Hi, Sandy. Where are you calling from?
Vancouver, Washington.
Vancouver, Washington. That's the second call from there tonight, is that?
Yes. Oh, yes. You talked to my daughter.
Oh, now we understand.
Yeah, see, I got her all involved in this kind of stuff.
So you're the culprit.
Yes, so, I'm a bad culprit.
Was that Khalila?
Yes, it was Khalila.
Yes, that's her daughter. Now, your Sandy, your birthday
is 11/7/55.
November the 7th?
Yeah, 1955. Yeah, 2:20 p.m.
So what time? What's your time?
2:20 p.m.
Yeah, 2:20 p.m.
Perfect.
And where were you born?
I was born in Portland, Oregon.
Well, you're a very independent person. Your daughter is extremely sensitive, but she almost distorts the truth in order to appreciate it. But she's very, very, she feels for people. And if they are sick, she'll become sick. You're much more objective, but very independent.
Yes,
you're
I am.
You're almost totally immune to tears. Okay, so...
Yes, I get older, the more loner I become.
I'm sorry?
I think the older I get, I get to be more of a loner because there's so many things I want to search out on my own and other people don't like what I'm searching out.
You have a very unusual chart. See, you've got Mercury Neptune conjunction and also in the sign of Libra. It's a very romantic placement, but the Neptune, actually, many scholars are born with this. People are like Mensa people who make absolute stupid mistakes once emotions get involved. When they turn to justice and kind of relax, for example. So it's a very strange aspect. But it's deeply spiritual, highly intelligent, and very intuitively intelligent. The only thing is you also get these deep sort of dark moods. You've got a Saturn moon square and Saturn the sign of Scorpio. So every time, and you're too smart, too intellectual for the church, but you need, or any aspect of the religion aspect, like you need to go to a place of worship just because it brings a beggar and the king together.
Yeah.
But you almost...
I guess I just don't believe any of those places of worship.
I know, but the thing is, it's not a matter of sermon. Like, go to a Ukrainian church where you don't understand the language. It's purely because you're going there because, just bring the beggar and the king together.
When I get involved with all these hypocrites and I can't handle it.
See, the church may, you may say, or the priest maybe, but the people who are going there, they are like parishioners, you know?
Yeah.
It's just there's a certain feeling, like in your case, you're isolated in your search for truth. And it's too isolated. So let's
I'm too isolated? Easy. I isolated myself on purpose, though.
No, I realize. But I think for a woman, it's very unhealthy, especially when she's a mother also. I mean, your daughter will need your help also. And need to be...
Oh, she gets all my help.
See, men are born a bit more loners than women, you know? I feel like women need that networking. And you are so good in communication. And you're getting the most powerful aspect of communication that you've ever had in your life. You've never had that. It's the first and last time in your life. Once in 246 years, you get this Pluto touching off Mercury when you're closest to truth and you're able to make a difference in people's lives, both consciously and subconsciously. Like, you'll have prophetic dreams on this transit.
I noticed I am having them. Yeah.
Yes. It's a very rare aspect. I was born with both of these. But I lost my mother when I was born. So you always have to pay a price for it, you see. Now, this summer, till about next summer, you will have to be careful of your health. And you'll need more iron. You need more... Actually, you are born with this aspect, the Saturn moon theme. It gives a pathological depression. And these dark moods, which is, to me, it's a very unspiritual thing. Because, when you deny the miracles of God. But again, because you're too intellectual. So even if it's a fantasy...
Well, it's hard for me to find someone I can communicate with that understands the way I am. When I finally found out what kind of spirituality I was, because I didn't know until it was an accident that I found out.
But it's
I felt different. I was totally whole. I felt like a whole person finally.
Really? Well, you're going to find a lot of truth between now and 2008 November. But the ideal person for you would be very philosophical type, brilliant, wise. Quite often you're drawn to foreigners, foreign people, foreign cultures, from different countries.
My husband's a foreigner.
Really? But you are,
yes.
And also somebody who's philosophical and wisdom and wise, but you're very independent also. This is definitely not a subservient housewife.
What's that now?
This is not a subservient housewife chart at all. You definitely have a mind of your own.
Yes, and more so as I get older, yeah.
You know, she was born into this wisdom theme also. The brain and
will this be a good year? I've been having some terrible years. Is this going to be a better year?
Well, the last 6 months, you see, Mars was opposing your Saturn, which is a lot of wrong timing and hassles, and people get angry very easily. It's like butting the head against the wall constantly, but that is going away now.
That's good, because I just finally just started accepting it and just thought, oh, well, I've made it through the last thing. I'll make it through this.
Yeah, it's just that you've got this wild imagination. You've got a real creative imagination. You're very spiritual, you know.
Yes,
yourself.
I am.
Like, you know, people get these spiritual. In fact, if you were a psychic, you'd make a killing with that, with your mind. But you actually have the ability to see the truth. That's the Mercury Pluto aspect. It's just the Mercury Neptune is such a knowing fully well that you are being taken advantage of. Somehow you'll convince yourself that's not going to happen. Like, you'd be a fantastic politician. People would know that you're slapping.
I hate politicians. I hate them.
I know.
I wouldn't even listen to them.
To no one.
I want to be able to raise people spiritually. So I call it sort of baby step in them when I sort of tell them a little bit about myself. And my husband is not even for it, but sometimes he'll ask me questions that I know he only asks me because of the way I am.
Yeah, no, but you have a very, as I said, it's a very rare type of talent that you have, but that Neptune's so close to Mercury, and that's, you know, your daughter has Mercury in Pisces, and she's inherited that from you, but she's more sensitive in an emotional way. Your sensitivity is like an artist's sensitivity.
Yeah.
That's the Mercury Neptune. Like in counseling, guidance, you can understand, if somebody's lying to you, you'll know right away.
Hey, do you think that girl's going to...
You'll know who the murderer is right from the beginning.
Do you know if that girl's going to get married soon? That sort of scared me.
No, I didn't think she'd get married soon. I just said that her parents would start getting proposals for her.
Yeah, she's a beautiful girl because she's half Arabic and half white. So she's a beautiful
she's
girl.
She's absolutely gorgeous, and she's got this seductive aura about her.
Yes, she does.
She reminds me of the Arabian Nights.
Yes, she's a little Arabian princess.
She is. She's very much like that, yes. And then July, August, September, October, she'll start getting all kinds of proposals.
I believe that.
And she'll marry somebody very wealthy to support her taste. And it's not just taste, because she's so humanitarian.
Yes,
and she loves children and old people.
And she's good with kids, too.
Yeah. And
she's got me to be the old person.
I'm sorry?
I said she has me to be the old person. Actually, I'm always on her about spirituality. It's so nice to have her in that respect.
Well, you know, she's into realization of truth. You have this intellectual awareness of it, but she's into realization of truth. Like, she feels, she senses things. That's why I said, now, you're much more objective. You're much more rational. You're a judicial outlook towards life. You understand man-made laws. She's much more into this divine truth and little things, and she doesn't need any reasoning for that. She just feels it. So she needs the ocean, the water, the lake to replenish her soul.
Yeah.
Yeah. But she'll end up probably in places like very wealthy places like Dubai. That's where I see her. Yeah.
Dubai?
Yep.
Oh, she has some relatives. But do you think this will be a halfway decent year? Is it going to get better?
Very, very good year.
Oh, good.
But in your case, you see, you think too much, and it's not a good
thing. Yes, I do. I do.
But for a woman to think so deeply and in so many different directions, and then you see this dark cloud, I don't think it's a healthy thing.
I'll start spreading my wings.
I mean, it's like a game, you know, that you should think.
I'm just enjoying this time.
You're spiritually isolated.
Well, my problem is I was so exposed for the public for so long, they wore me down, and I had to get away, so I enjoyed this, because people are so abusive, you know?
No, I understand,
They're abusive.
You've got the Venus and Sagittarius, it's like ballroom dancing and all that, and you've got so many Leo planets, and you go to parties, you really enjoy it, though, when you do, because you love to communicate. Communication is very important to you.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you. By the way, your daughter.
I'm glad to have BBS back. Hallelujah.
Absolutely. By the way, I just want to say that your daughter will be a much better grandmother than a mother.
Oh, really?
Because she's a good
storyteller.
Aren't we
all better at grandmother?
Yeah.
We don't have
you will
responsibility.
You will be chilling, probably. I think you'll be babysitting very soon.
Well, thank you so much.
Years.
You guys take care now.
Okay,
take care
dear.
Now.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. Well, that's the first time that we've had a mother-daughter call us. Definitely. That was a fantastic call.
It's so neat to see all the different things, you know. My daughter has Mercury-Neptune aspect, and she has Mercury in Pisces, and the mother has Mercury-Neptune. Which also tells us that she's actually much more sensitive than what the chart would show her. Mm-hmm. Because the daughter is so sensitive and feeling, like a water element. The mother has the ability to stand back and look at the problem from a totally objective viewpoint also. But it's an interesting aspect of Mercury-Neptune. Madame Blavatsky was born with this aspect, but she has a lot of imagination on one side, but then she's got this wisdom theme, which comes out in crisis situations.
That is interesting. Yeah. So,
I'm making up a program where you'll be able to put the date of birth, time of birth, and place of birth, and you get a personal picture.
Really?
But combined up with face reading also, you get the whole personality trait, everything for human sources. That'd be amazing.
So face reading is like palm reading?
No, like face. When you see, for example, the eyes are closed, what kind of, all the personality traits you can see from the face. It's really a good science, you know.
That sounds very interesting.
Yeah. See, in astrology, we can see the timing much better. But in palmistry, we can see if something will actually happen, the people actually do something with it, with all their talents. Like your lifeline may be excellent, but if the line of heptic that cuts it off like 20 years before the lifeline, it becomes a dangerous thing. So all that aspect we look at. But I really liked Angelina Jolie's hands, you know. I look at it today. Long, slender fingers, very, very artistic, very much like in acting and all. And Johnny Depp, on the other hand, his brain line is totally joined. You know, I met him about two months ago, and I told him, I said, you know, that your hands are, the brain line is totally joined. You're so cautious, and you're definitely not like a pirate that you projected. There must have been all acting. And he said, absolutely, it was all acting.
That's funny. I just wanted to remind our callers, Hassan, that our phone number is 1-888-268-4313, and that's Hassan's radio show.
And if you even ask questions about astrology or palmistry or generally about life and which careers, and, or is there any way we can offset the theme? You see, the way that Hindu people do the charts and Vedic thing, I don't care for that system. I've taken the best from the Ramayana and Gita, the essence of what they've said. Like Lord Shiva's theme to me is when you destroy something, you recreate to build higher. That's like a Scorpio theme. So wherever there's Scorpio, you have to redefine that area in a person's life. But I don't like the fact that when you're 45 years old and 2 days and 3 seconds, you'll be in Bhagavan's chair, like you'll be in the heaven at that time. I mean, nothing happens and a person almost dies of a heart attack. Like, you can't make predictions like that. What we can say is that your experiences, like what kind of experiences will you have, that those are destined, and when you'll have them, and how long will they last? That part, yes. So
it's not really like fortune telling, as per se.
Absolutely,
totally different than that.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Much more spiritual.
Listen, and also there's research involved, etc. Also, but there's still a certain art. I speak for granted, but I realize that it's the more. Many of the psychics also are studying with psychic. I really have to block my psychic ability many times to do people's charts. Because I don't want to be able to predict their free choice. Like Oprah, for example, if you see her brain line, it's totally separate from lifeline. So very dynamic, real gambler, will take chances, will break the system. No wonder she probably got the worst in her uncles and father and everybody. She used to always say that she was beaten up by everybody. But she would really ask for it too, with her hand. It's not like a quiet Mickey Mouse person. She would defy authority. She's going to bring out the worst. And she's quite like an intellectual dictator, but now she's getting beautiful aspects actually in her chart. But these are people who are leaders, like Bill Clinton. His brain line is totally separate from lifeline. And someone that takes chances in life. And he's the one who actually brought the peace so much. Like one look at the Pope's chart when he was waving, And you, by the way, that is not going to change any rules whatsoever because the brain and the soul is joined.
Are you talking about the new pope?
New
or
pope,
the
church,
new pope,
yeah. Yeah. And I'm glad he didn't. I mean, the church should not be changing, I believe. You know, regardless of whether you feel that they can be dogmatic, whatever, I think that the ancient tradition should just continue with it, you know. And we can adapt it to ourselves if you want, but if they kept changing constantly without understanding the original theme, what they were, it would become very difficult. I think it's nice to, for them to be like a rock, you're beating against them and it's still there. But I have a different perspective, and I like to see the truth in every religion. As you know, Pluto is in the sign of Sirius now. Ironically, when the Crusades happened, it was also the same position. Exactly the same thing happening. But the educational system, the judicial system, and religion, all three things will be completely redefined by November 2008. That's where we can expect major peace treaties around the world.
That's not too far away from now.
So in our next show, next Wednesday, we'll speak about the compatibility and also the soulmate.
So more on the love matter topic.
Yeah. That part, and what makes a person a celebrity? Like what are the aspects, for example, of the same aspects can be that also. And our celebrity needs that beforehand, so all our callers will know that. Well, we only have like 7 minutes left.
We're looking for one more caller. Let's see who the lucky person is going to be. 1-888-268-4313.
I also want to talk about, you know, all the different signs that are going through. The signs of Taurus, Leo, Scorpio, and Aquarius. So we'll continue next time. As I was just saying, the Taurus, Scorpio, Aquarius, and Leo are going through a bit of a six period, but like a major 7-year cycle. And thank you so much for my show. And this is Ingrid.
Ingrid and Hassan live.
All the best and good luck.
Good luck.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.